name is Kevin Spears. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am Troy Davis. And Troy Davis is me as well. We're all the same. We're all the same. We're all the same.
Especially all the banners. I've been trying to take a lot of pictures because I always send them to my brother Troy. But I want you to know that this fight has been a fight that has been uphill for the last 18, 19 years. But it's not a fight that can't be won. And the thing about it is, people always ask me, how do you keep going on? How do you have the strength and the courage to do this? It's because of who my brother is. And some of you out here have had an opportunity to meet Troy. And I always tell people that if you want to know more about Troy, go meet him for yourself. And for the people out here who've met Troy, they can tell you that it's a life-changing experience. And it is not because you're going on death row to meet someone who killed a police officer. It's because you're going on death row to meet someone who sees God in spite of all these adversities and someone who's innocent.
Yes.
And once you meet him and you talk to him, you see it for yourself, and it makes your battle and your fight that much stronger. So then they can understand why I fight so hard. Because in my family, Troy was always the good child. If truth be told, I was the one that was the bad child. And the thing about it is that we've been trying to tell this story about innocence. This is not a case about the death penalty. This is a case about what's morally right and wrong. And this is a case about we cannot continue to kill people based on legal technicality. And like Daryl said, it depends on what color you are and how much money you have. We cannot keep saying that. People say we have a black man running for president, we have a female running for president, but we still have the same old issues that we're dealing with in this country. And we have to address those issues. It is amazing to me how I can raise a child in this country and still tell my child that you gotta do the right thing, but the state doesn't have to. And that's a double standard. It is a shame that the district attorney has been run on the polls for more than 20 years in the county where I live, and we've had 2 out of the 5 exonerations from Georgia, from the same county. We've had several other exonerations of innocence from that county, but that is the only district attorney that comes up to this state capitol and lobbies legislators not to give innocent people their compensation when they're exonerated. And his excuse is all that they got off on technicalities. I'm telling you, there's something going on in Chatham County, and people need to understand what it is. And people need to stop saying that they're not going to stand against them. It's so funny that 6 people are running for district attorney in our city, and the district attorney and the police officers have never said anything about Troy's case in 18 years. And now they're speaking because they feel like the courts have given them that silver bullet that they say, well, we're going to push forward and kill Troy because we got justice. So they're speaking very candidly right now. But I want you to know that every time they open their mouth in Chatham County, Martina Correa is going to be there to shut it. And I want y'all to know that they're not going to stand in that courthouse and say that they're standing up for justice. I don't care what anybody says. Our district attorney was very even blunt. He didn't say it in the Savannah News Press, but he said in Atlanta Journal that Troy's lawyer should take the court's decision and mail it to the Pope. What kind of district attorney says stuff like that? He didn't say it in the city where 60% of the white folk are Catholic, but he said it up here because he knew it wouldn't make it down to Savannah. So we need to ask some questions about what's happening in Chatham County. Why is it that a black man can be convicted with no weapon, no DNA, no physical evidence, and witnesses, most of which were criminals themselves, that stood against this man, but even though they faced perjury, that they're willing to stand up, and they took a stance to stand up and tell the truth, and of course saying, it doesn't matter what you have to say. Your original testimony was more powerful than what you're saying now. Well, how is that? They have more to lose now than they did then. And the thing about it is, they don't know Troy, so they have nothing to gain by telling the truth to help Troy. The thing about it is, they're willing to stand on principle and tell the truth. And we have a system in Chatham County that's willing to hide that. Chatham County sends more black males to prison and jail per capita than Atlanta, Georgia. There's a problem down there. thing about it is we need to start not marching just in Atlanta, but throughout the state. We need to start writing letters. We need to start asking these legislators, why don't they get off their butt and do what they need to be doing? Someone said yesterday in Savannah at a meeting that the Georgia legislators were one of the largest legislators on the planet. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I know that we vote them in and we can vote them out. And I know that Troy Davis is innocent. And it's very hard for me sometimes to go on death row and tell my brother, you know, he said, we have all the evidence that proves that I'm innocent. I've done what I'm supposed to do. My story has never changed. When you're a liar, your story changes. Troy's story has never changed. But the prosecutor stood in that court and told a lie under oath and said, Troy's lawyers never filed anything about innocence until 8 days before his execution. That was under oath, the prosecutor said before the Georgia Supreme Court. That was a lie. And he got away with that. We need to understand that these people are lying to keep people in prison. When I saw Daryl's story, if none of you have seen The Trials of Daryl Hunt, you need to rent that DVD. It was on HBO. It was a documentary. When you sit and see that, it looks like you're taken back into the 40s and 50s. Well, that's where I live. The newspaper and the press down there, they still print things just like it's in the 40s and 50s. And I have people that are in the mayor's office and the state legislature say, well, Martina, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just the way it is in Savannah. There's nothing we can do about it if you keep sitting there being complacent, taking up space. And we will no longer allow these people to take up space. Thurgood Baker was at the Georgia Supreme Court within hours of the Supreme Court decision asking to resume executions in Georgia. What does that say about Georgia? What does that say about our state? That says that we need a clean house. That says that we need to understand why some people get new trials and some people don't. We need to understand why the color of somebody's skin or the amount of money that they have still dictates justice. We need to understand why we can use legal technicalities to free some people and then keep other people in prison. We need to understand why these things happen. It's really funny that in Savannah, the district attorney Spencer Lawton said that you people are a joke. That Amnesty International and all these human rights people that are fighting for Troy Davis are a curbside circus show. That's what he said in the newspaper. So we need to let them know in Savannah that we're bringing the circus to town. Because we are not going to be moved. And I want people to understand that when I have to stand, sometimes it's by myself, but I still stand because I am not afraid of them. And we're going to change Georgia. We're going to change these laws. There are people all over this country that are looking at the case of Troy Davis. And I ask you, tell people about this case. Get people involved. Tell the Georgia Supreme Court that we're not satisfied with the decision. Tell people in the news that we want the U.S. Supreme Court to hear this. Tell the parole board that if we got to come back to you, you say that you would not execute someone when there's doubt. There is more than doubt in this case. We are not a circus show. We know about this case. Do you think that people that even support the death penalty, like Bob Barr and William Sessions, Sam Millsap, prosecutors are coming on board saying, this is not why we support the death penalty. There is something wrong here in Georgia. And if these lawmakers and these judges and these prosecutors won't change it, then we have to change it. We have the opportunity to let them know that we're not going to tolerate this. And we need to send letters of support to Troy Davis and let him understand that my brother was in the close to the death chamber within 23 hours of being executed. And I know that if the Supreme Court does not give him relief, he will have to experience being in the death chamber again. And it is nothing like that. It is no explanation. It's nothing I can tell you how that makes me feel to know that he might have to experience that again. But I will tell you what, I will never, ever, ever stop fighting. And no matter what happens, no matter how this plays out, my brother will be free. And I'm going to see to that with every essence of my being. And I just ask you to challenge these lawmakers, challenge these people, write letters to Savannah News Press, the Atlanta Journal, and let them know that we are not a circus. We are human rights activists. We believe in justice, and what they're giving us in the state is not justice, and we're going to change what's happening. And like I said, we are bringing the circus to Chatham County. It's going to be the biggest circus they ever seen. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.